those trees that look a heck of a lot like a live oak, except they've got the gnarly big thorns and stickers on them. What are those called?
Now, is it a seedling smaller version, or is it actually a large tree? Large tree.
Is it close to live oaks?
You see them growing in and around live oaks on a regular basis, but
that's them.
Just a juvenile.
You know, get on up. I've seen them. You know, as big as 4-inch caliper.
They're juvenile live oak.
Yeah, and I've got a neighbor that I've never convinced that's what they are. You know, we go through this every time I see them, but there's huge variation.
Tell him in 40 years,
yeah, it'll
you
be.
Guarantee it'll look right. How old is it? An older person?
Yeah.
Okay, give him 40 years. I guarantee you, you and I'll come out here. No, I'll come out here in 40 years, and they'll look the same.
Now, in live oaks, there's a lot of variation, but compared to some of those other trees, like mulberries and some of those others that have a huge variation between juvenile and more mature stage, it's almost really hard for people to be convinced that that's the same tree.
Now, those thorns are the giveaway. Sometimes different live oaks will have different sized leaves, also depending on the water they're getting and fertilization. But when they have that, it's a new growth, real new succulent growth, and they got those thorns, that's pretty well it. Unless, you know, you could bring foliage of it and we could look at it to verify it. That's usually what it is.
All right. Well, I had thought they were actually different kind of trees because I've got juvenile live oaks growing by them, too, and they look a little different. The bark's a little different.
Yeah. It could be a different tree now because, you know, we're having a diagnosis over the radio, so... It could be a different tree. If you ever buy here or buy a local nursery, they'd get a section of branch off and let them take a look at it.
Well, we'll have to bring one on down.